In our lives, we have all that we can control, all that we can influence, and everything else. And when we're anxious, it's easy to focus on everything outside of what we control and influence. And it can feel at times like an impossible task to get back to what we can control and what we can influence. And I'm not going to suggest for a moment something other than that. I do, though, believe that with practice, it's more than possible to show ourselves how much we control and how much we influence. It's a case of focusing on the very many simple tasks and actions that we go through every day and noting how many of them we are in control of and can influence. It really is, though, about focusing on the small stuff to start with. So if you think about your morning routine, for example, think about the time you wake up and who decides that. Now, you think that seemingly simple task may, to a certain extent, be influenced by others. You may have children who you need to help get ready for school. You may be caring for someone who needs assistance in the morning. You may have a job to go to, and to an extent, your getting up time will be influenced by those responsibilities and obligations. The bottom line is, though, you decide at what time to set that alarm, and you decide what time to get out of bed. And again, you need to think about the routine that follows. How much of that is in your control and influence, and how much of that is dictated by someone else? And the reality is, most of the time, most of our actions, most of our decisions are decided by us. We choose the clothes we wear, the food we eat, what we drink and when. We make choices on how to fill our time, on how we spend our money, on where we give our time and energy, and when we choose to step back and rest. It's worth keeping a record of everything you do and noting how much you controlled, how much was influenced by you and by others, and how much was out of your control. You'll be surprised. Trust me, you really will be surprised. And do this regularly. Get yourself to the point where, as you go through your day, you realize how much you control and influence. Get yourself to the point where you recognize when you are spending time on things outside of your control and influence. Acknowledge those thoughts and then get back to focusing on what you control and influence. The more you do this, the more you practice, the more you will find that you are focused on what you control and influence, and how little time, if any, that you spend on things outside of your control and influence. And of course, you know this already, don't you?